Welcome to episode 27, the Sonic the Hedgehog special I've been waiting for since the start of this podcast. We are the Retro Gaming Dads, the weekly podcast for everything retro and retro-inspired. Today, it's just me and Phil, because Anthony is too young to remember Sonic the Hedgehog being launched.
Well, that's what we say. But, can you believe it's been 30 years?
No, I really can't. Well, before we actually get into a bit of Sonic, we've just got to mention as well, Mario 64 is 25 years old.
See, it feels wrong that the N64 and Sonic the Hedgehog 1 were released within 5 years of each other.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
It's not mad, it's wrong.
From Sonic the Hedgehog, the original 2D side-scroller, to Mario 64, what's seen as being like the great granddaddy of 3D platformers.
I kind of feel like the N64 was only 10 years ago. But it can't be that long ago.
No, I absolutely agree. I keep looking at things. I'll watch like a video about retro games and I'll go, oh, yeah, I remember that on the GameCube. That was only like, 20 years ago.
No. Oh, man.
Game, what, 19. Sorry, 19 if it makes you feel any better.
No, not really.
No.
Next you'll be telling me the Xbox is 20 years old.
Yeah, well, we did do an episode about it, so
I know
old age is affecting your memory.
Well, probably.
It's been the majority of my life, to be honest.
You've been obsessed with it for pretty much since it came out, haven't you?
Honestly, I remember the very first time I saw this game, Sonic the Hedgehog. And I was just blown away.
You didn't even have a Mega Drive at the time, did you?
I didn't. No. This is why I went out and bought a Master System.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't afford a Mega Drive. The first time I saw it, a friend of my mum's, I used to go around and I used to play with their daughter. And she had a Mega Drive, which, fair enough, you know, it was a Mega Drive. At the time, I had Commodore 64, and as a kid it's like, yeah, my Commodore 64 is obviously as good as this Mega Drive, you know. The games are the same, you know, whatever. But then I saw Sonic and I was like, whoa. Honestly, my mind was like blown.
You see, we got a Mega Drive in 89 90.
So did you get with Altered Beast then as you're packing?
No, my packing was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right, it must have been 91 then. Or beyond. Like, second half of 91.
Well, yeah, obviously. Was it? Or was it Altered Beast? You know what? I really cannot remember. I remember we had Sonic the Hedgehog. We had all the Sonic games. Who didn't know had a Mega Drive?
Well, I didn't. Originally.
That's what I said. Who had a Mega Drive?
No, everyone had a Mega Drive. I've mentioned this before. I went for a couple of years with only two games. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which was my packing.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
And Rocket Knight Adventures. Both games I could complete without being hit.
Well, you also had the Mega Drive 2, didn't you? You didn't even have the original Mega Drive.
Yeah, just go on, keep rubbing it in. I didn't have a headphone jack. I had worse audio. It didn't look as cool. It wasn't high-definition graphics.
I mean, the original Mega Drive wasn't high-definition graphics either.
No, but it actually said high-definition graphics on it.
It also said it had blast processing.
No, actually, it didn't actually say that. That was just Sega saying that.
Because Sega do what Nintendo don't.
They lie.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, Sonic apps. I mean, there's so many good games about the Mega Drive, but the Sonic games, especially that generation, were all amazing. Apart from Sonic CD. Not Sonic CD. Sonic CD's great.
What?
Sonic Spinball.
I was literally Sonic about Spinball. To reach through this screen and slap you back into 1991, man.
Sonic Spinball is what I meant to say.
Do you know what? Sonic Spinball isn't the best Sonic game. But...
Go on, say something positive.
It is a game that exists. No. I had a lot of fun with Sonic Spinball, to be honest. I had a lot of frustration where he just would not bounce the way you wanted him to. But I kind of liked it it's one of those games that I played occasionally kind of way. You know, the audio on it, the more I'm talking about it, the worse it sounds.
Yeah. You're not as obvious in this one.
It wasn't a great game, but it was okay. I would not call it a bad game.
Okay.
But I wouldn't go
No. I mean, you still own a copy of it.
Yeah. I own a couple. I even own the Game Gear version. Now that's a bad game.
Wow. Well, the Game Gear's had some dire Sonic games as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think I've got a feeling, and this is just me randomly saying this, I haven't actually gone out and checked. I have a feeling that Game Gear is probably the console with the most Sonic games on it.
You know what? I can believe that.
Yeah, because you've got...
You've got Sonic 1 and 2.
Yeah, so you've got Sonic 1 and 2, Triple Trouble, Chaos, Labyrinth.
Yep. Drift 2.
Yeah, Drift 2. If you include the Tails games, you've got Tails of Adventure and Tails of Sky Patrol.
Yeah.
So we're on 9 there.
Sonic Labyrinth.
Said Sonic Labyrinth. Oh, Sonic Spinball, which we just bloody mentioned.
Well, yeah.
So there's 10.
Just how many Sonic games were there in that era?
Oh, honestly, they were pumping them out. When I started going back and like filling in the games that I'd missed, because originally I just got the Mega Drive titles that,
yeah,
like, I think I got Sonic 1 for like £2 in Electronics Boutique or something like that. And I started going back and I got the Master System games because I had quite a few of them. I had Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic Chaos. And then I started picking up the Game Gear games. And I was like, what are these games? And I saw Sonic Labyrinth. And at the time, you got Sonic 3D.
Oh, yeah.
His Island, or Sonic 3D Blast, if you're from North America. Which, for some weird reason, broke the reset button on your Mega Drive, didn't it?
I wonder what happened there. Oh, that intro is amazing. Reset. That intro is amazing. Reset. That intro is amazing. Reset. Thanks, Barry.
It's a bit naff by today's standards.
No, I know, but when it came out, bloody hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, FMV on a Mega Drive, you know.
Well, yeah.
It was amazing. There's a YouTube channel. I think it's called The Game Hut, and it's by one of the guys who worked for Traveller's Tales who did that game.
All right.
And it says how they managed to actually fit that onto the cartridge.
I'm guessing black magic was involved.
Pretty much. I know there was a sacrifice of a goat at some point, but they managed to do it. Definitely worth having a look at at least that video, but his whole channel's really interesting. A little bit technical sometimes, but really interesting. But anyway, I saw Sonic Labyrinth and I thought, this is just Sonic 3D. On a Game Gear. And I was wrong.
Yeah. Considered possibly the worst Sonic game done.
It's officially the worst Sonic game in the world, because I say so.
Does it genuinely top Sonic Genesis and...
Sonic Genesis on the Game Boy Advance, at least you get these momentary lapses where the game's good. They're only fleeting, but they do exist. Sonic Labyrinth is just... from beginning to end.
Yeah, you probably still completed it.
Who thought, let's make a Sonic game where he can't run?
Yeah, that's what Sonic's known for. Being slow.
But no, I've got it. I've got it for collection purposes.
Now, as brilliant as the 2D generation was, when we first stepped into 3D Sonic and we got Sonic Advance... Not Sonic Advance, Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast. What a leap that was.
Well, just the Dreamcast in general.
Well, yeah.
I'm fairly certain it would have been yours as well. My first experience of Sonic in proper 3D was off Sonic Jam, though.
Oh, yeah, of course, Sonic Jam.
Doing all the little trials, collect
100
rings, catch tails.
I often forget about Sonic Jam as a mainline Sonic game for the simple fact that it was more of a compilation. You also had Sonic R. How could I forget that?
Yeah. With some amazing music that I regularly get shown on my phone when I'm on my commute. So I'll be... It's great when I'm doing my cycle portion of my commute and I'm going along and it's going, everybody super Sonic racing. I'm like, come on, pedal a bit faster.
And then you get the hills.
Oh yeah, and then get the hill. but no, Sonic... I feel like we've kind of glossed over all of the 2D Sonic games here, actually, as well as the...
Have we? Have we, though? Because we have, to be fair.
Yeah. But 3D Sonic Jam, I think, for like a proper platforming 3D bit. And it's a shame because it just shows what could have been. And it, although it's tiny, plays really well. It looks good for the time.
Well, I'd as a compilation?
Oh, as a compilation, yes. Sonic Jam.
Brilliant.
Maybe this Sonic Origins collection will beat it, but Sonic Jam is the best compilation of classic Sonic games.
Yeah, because it was all done so well with like the theatres and the galleries that you could go into and
yeah,
all the little running around little bits you did.
The original four Sonic games, it allows you to use the lock-on ability with Sonic and Knuckles with 2 and 3, or 1 if you want to play Blue Sphere and you're an absolute masochist. But not only that, they're not even emulated. They are actually ported to the Saturn. They ported the game across properly. That's why they could add in extra features like the easy mode and the spin dash in Sonic 1.
Yeah, and talking about the original Sonics, Sonic CD as well, how good was that? They were all good. It's difficult to...
Yeah, just going back to Sonic Jam as well. I'm surprised I didn't like burn part of the disc away just watching the Sonic CD intro and outro. Because it was
I'm surprised
improved...
you didn't either.
Because it was an improved quality.
I remember our friend when he first bought it, and he was the first one with both a Saturn and Sonic Jam.
Yeah.
And the amount of times that you sat through and watched that intro.
Oh, it was amazing. Like,
come on, Barry, let's play some games.
Sonic Spinball advert as well. The only thing I can remember is where it's like talking Japanese and then just suddenly goes, funky action.
Sonic Spinball! Mega Drive から Sonic Bingo Present 実施中! Sega!
Oh, God, yeah. See, that's the other thing. It had all the little adverts and everything in there, didn't it?
Yeah, they were all Japanese adverts.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't the Funky Action one the weird one where it was like plasticine Sonic?
No, you're thinking of the Sonic 1 advert where he's dancing on the hood of the car.
Yeah, I think so.
No, the Funky Action one was the Sonic Spinball one.
Was it?
Yeah. But that was great. As a compilation, that was amazing. And I must admit, I enjoy Sonic 3D, Flicky's Island. And the Saturn version one, it looks nicer, sounds nicer, and it has proper 3D special stages as well. So I enjoy that. I enjoy the Mega Drive version as well, except the box art. The box art for the Mega Drive version was awful. Do you ever remember it? It was like really CG and it's Sonic straight on.
Oh, God, yeah. It's a bit off.
Good. Yeah, it didn't look good.
With some of the box art, though, for that era was a bit hit and miss. I mean, Sonic 1 and 2, iconic. Sonic 3, I don't know, the box art was a bit...
I take it you're on about the PAL box art.
Yeah, we've got Sonic like literally in his face with the three fingers up.
No, like that. Oh. It's his thumb and two fingers, not three fingers.
All right, though. Sorry.
God. Our box art was a bit hit and miss. So Sonic 1 actually had the Japanese-style Sonic on it and was just like the... is it a cream background? It's not that I can't remember it. It's that I'm colorblind, so I'm not quite sure.
You're asking the wrong person here.
I quite like that, where it had like the outline drawings of the animals that you see in the game. Sonic 2 was the Genesis box art, where it's the giant 2 Robotnik crushing the top of it, where he's got the gaping black voids for eyes, which used to scare me. Like, why has he got no eyes? I think what it is the artist thought that he had no eyes. No, he wears black spectacles, doesn't he? Sunglasses, round sunglasses. So I think they thought they were his eyes from the sprite art. We went, let's make him menacing. And not only that, he has a beard. Robotnik has a beard on the cover for Sonic 2.
Oh yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah. And then we've got like the slightly edgier looking Sonic where it's... spikes are a little bit more like a mohawk design.
See, I like the Sonic 2 box art.
It's definitely iconic, and I don't not like it, unlike Sonic 3's box art.
Yeah, that was just all Sonic 90s in a nutshell, wasn't it?
His proportions are weird. His hands are huge. His arms are tiny. And I just don't like the way it's composed.
Now, listeners, guess which of us is the artist?
Neither of us. I'm trying to think what the US box art for Sonic 3 was.
Well, it couldn't have been much worse than the UK's.
No, I definitely think we got the worst. I remember the Japanese... I loved the Japanese box art up until the end of the Saturn era, where it's like this pop art sort of style, and it gives you really inspirational quotes on the front of the box.
Why didn't we get that?
Oh, I don't know. I would love to. One second, I'll get one of the quotes for you. Right, here we go. I've got the box. So, for a start, bold statement they've got on it on the front of the box. The most famous hedgehog in the world. Bear in mind, this is his first game. No one's really heard about him before now. Oh, that was another thing as well. A lot of people in the US were like, what's a hedgehog?
What?
I'm assuming they mustn't really be native to a lot of the US.
Oh, maybe not.
A lot of people just didn't know what a hedgehog was. Like, what, a hedgehog?
Well, I mean, let's face it, he had some dubious choices in his travelling companions.
He wore a fox. Praise on hedgehogs. Yeah, he'll make you a nice little friend. Anyway, so are you ready to be inspired?
Go on then.
Don't just sit there and waste your precious time. When you want to do something, do it right away. Do it when you can. It's the only way to live a life without regrets.
You know what? I think we have a new way of ending our podcast. Sonic 3 inspirational quotes.
But that was off Sonic 1. If I remember right, Sonic 2 had the same quote on the box. And I think Sonic 3 had like a variant of it. But no, the box art... I loved the Japanese box art. And it went through the Saturn as well.
See, seeing it again, it reminded me of what it was like, and it is really nice box art. The Sonic 2 Japanese box art was really similar and looked really nice as well.
Yeah, so was Sonic 3. So Sonic 2 is just Sonic and Tails back to back, and it is actually got Sonic and Tails across. So
yeah,
sometimes you might look at it and think, oh, is it called Sonic and Tails? Which, oddly enough, is what Sonic Chaos was called in Japan. And again, even the Game Gear... I've not got all the Japanese Game Gear games boxed, but again, the box art on them, it's the same sort of style. Amazing.
See, we know what you're going to do after this podcast. You're going to go and go play Sonic 1 and...
I want to go play... I do it so often. Oh, before Elliot was born and I had the Mega Drive set up, I used to actually pull out Sonic 1 and I used to test Mega Drives to make sure that they worked. And the way I tested it was I would complete the entirety of Sonic 1.
I can believe it, the amount of times that you've completed that game.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing after this podcast.
Ah, well, I should really get to bed, but I could play Sonic. No, I think up until the Saturn, there's a couple of little missteps, but I think Sonic was on an absolute roll. Apparently at one point, it was more recognisable than Mickey Mouse.
That is a shocking fact. The idea that Sonic could be more recognisable than Mickey Mouse, you wouldn't even think that nowadays, would you?
Well, yeah, I was, because my son has no idea who Mickey Mouse is. I can guarantee he knows damn well who Sonic is.
Well, yeah, there's probably a reason for that.
Yeah, he was brought up good and right and proper.
Has he watched Turtles yet?
No, but he does know who they are vaguely.
And he understands that Michelangelo is the best turtle.
No. Raphael, definitely.
I mean, they say you can't have a wrong opinion.
But somehow you do. Yeah, 16-32-bit Sonic. I really wish we did get Sonic Extreme.
Yeah, that would have been a proper Sonic entry.
Yes.
On the Saturn. We saw what it could do. We had Sonic into Dreams.
Yeah. Best bonus ever, and the fact that game was free on the front of the Sega Saturn magazine was amazing.
So we had that could show that, you know, Sonic works in 3D, look. Yeah. Sonic Jam, Sonic works in 3D, look. And then...
Even Sonic R, if they give it a proper control scheme, not a car control scheme, exploring those stages, looking for the emblems and the balloons and that, and taking that really dodgy shortcut on I can't think what the stage is called, but the desert one where you could have lap times of like 15 seconds. No, it was the
city one where you could get those sort of lap times.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, you could do it on the city as well.
Yeah.
Tails or Knuckles, you could fly over the barrier, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember the one from the sand one where you kind of like do this really short turn across the water.
Then we move into the Dreamcast.
Oh yeah, let's go back to Dreamcast again.
Yeah, well, we've actually moved on properly now to Dreamcast rather than skipping everything. Sonic Adventures 1 and 2. They were both brilliant games. And Sonic Adventure 2 in particular has the best music of any Sonic game.
I'll fight you for that one, but it's got good music.
I mean,
like, really good music. But do you know what? I don't know. Some of them are the songs.
Sonic has brilliant music. Only need to listen to the symphonic orchestra stuff that they did, the live show they did the other day.
Last night, I was up for about best part of 2 hours listening to that.
Yeah, it just shows how good. But it also shows that they clearly understood that Sonic Adventure 2 had the best music, because the last couple of songs...
No, I'll give you City Escape. Fantastic song.
Live and Learn.
Live and Learn. Do you know what, actually? I don't not like it, but I think I listen to it so much, I've become desensitized to it.
Possibly. We'll talk about music a bit later.
Yeah.
So these were the first proper 3D Sonic games.
Yes, and
the mainline Sonic games, I mean.
They were the first proper 3D ones.
Yeah.
As in, like, traditional style, not like racing or anything. And for the time, they were amazing. Bear in mind, this is still the very early Wild West of 3D platforms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So every game like Super Mario 64 that you get, you got a Bubsy 3D.
Yeah.
I'm glad this is more towards the Mario 64 end of the scale.
What I will say, though, is some aspects of it haven't aged particularly well. The camera being a big part of it.
I think the camera is amazing as long as you do not deviate from what they want you to do. Oh, what's that? You want to slow down or look backwards? Nope.
And also big. Just what you want in a Sonic game. Fishing.
To be honest, I don't think that's so much an issue with it being a Sonic game or anything. I think that's with it being a launch title. So they wanted to cram in as many different aspects, show off different features of the console.
Like fishing.
To be honest, I didn't mind big stages because it was so quick.
Well, yeah, I suppose it was that at least.
So you play them and catch Froggy, and then you never have to play it ever again.
Also,
and he gets killed by the truck in Sonic Adventure 2. I don't think that's canon, but I like to think so.
The voice acting was a bit dubious as well.
Yeah. And I must admit, actually, it was a bit off-putting Sonic's teeth when he was talking, and his mouth's like all... It looked like a Wallace and Gromit character when he was talking. Do you think?
Yeah, I can totally get where you're coming from on that one.
But... No, I actually remember when you got your Dreamcast and you got Sonic Adventure. And, like, completely unrelated. I think that was, like, the same day that you become best friend.
There was me thinking it was, like, preschool.
Nah. You was my friend. You had a Mega Drive.
That's true.
Also,
and I had the internet.
Also, where else? Well, not in preschool, you didn't.
Well, not in preschool, I didn't, no.
I think we were pretty much the end of high school when we got the internet, weren't you?
No, it was a couple of years before the end of high school.
Right. But anyway, also, you the person that had an Amiga, so I could copy games from.
Yeah, and I used to get all the games
from
my uncle.
I'm not saying that I'm shallow or my friendship is really fickle or anything.
But I supplied you with Amiga games, Mega Drive experiences, and early Dreamcast.
Even if that Mega Drive experience was hit and reset on Sonic 3D, and you go, look at this game, it's got a really good intro, and it being Chaos Flying Squadron. Which went from, what is this? It's the most boring. Why is she in a bikini and riding a dragon?
Chaos Flying Squadron was amazing.
Yeah, I've still got that. I've never played that version. Anyway, we're going off topic.
This podcast going off topic? Never.
Oh, I know. I think for the time, for very late 90s, early 2000s, Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2 were great titles.
Oh, yeah. And it's probably the reason why I have a few Crush 40 albums.
Yes, yeah. I've got 2 Crush 40 albums as well, CDs in the loft. They're all on iTunes now, obviously.
Yeah.
But, and I'll give it that, the orchestra last night, and they had Crush 40 on, and they had Nate Wants to Battle, who I think has the best version of Sonic Forces Fist Bump. I have that on my iTunes collection as well.
Fair enough.
I feel like they... they enjoy doing those songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can definitely tell that.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing, though, because we go from these classics, the Sonic Adventure. Now, we have the Advance game as well, that came out around the same sort of time.
Yeah, fantastic games done by Dimps.
Oh, brilliant games. Brilliant games. I mean, the three of us, not Anthony, a different friend of ours,
yes,
had that running competition where I think it was the first stage, second act.
That's right, yeah.
And wow, did we get that. I mean,
just see who could get the fastest time on that particular stage.
Now that I think about it, I wonder how our times actually compare to speedrunners on that particular stage.
I think we may have mentioned this on the podcast. If not, I have mentioned it here relatively recently. Because we started, and at first we were getting just under a minute, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
And we halved that. And we all got slightly different routes.
Didn't our best times come out around the 19-second mark?
I can't remember.
It was around the 19-20-second mark.
I looked, and we were a good chunk away from like the fastest times. I thought they were in the 20-seconds sort of range. But again, I can't remember. This was about 20 years ago when I was thinking about it.
Something like that, yeah. It was interesting, though, how we had those different routes, because I think you went the low route. I kind of went high-ish route. Or was you mid-route?
Yeah.
Like, it must have been our
offender. I can actually remember most of my route.
And that's probably because you still play it.
If I didn't get that jump at the beginning where there was the curve, if I didn't get it pixel perfect and caught the edge of it or landed too late, yeah, just restart. I knew it weren't going.
Oh, I was the same. I was absolutely the same. We had got those runs to about as optimized as we could probably get them for our particular route.
I think the only way I could have got a faster time was by taking a different route.
Yeah, same.
I think it was my route that was the issue rather than my ability. I was getting things like really so close, like within a few pixels.
We spent a lot of time playing that game. That one stage.
But Sonic Advance, great game, unless you play it on N-Gage, in which case it's not so great.
Yeah.
Screen orientation. You know, oh, what's that? We're playing Sonic. I'm running fast, and I can't see more than about a foot in front of me.
Yeah, though then we had Sonic Heroes.
We had Sonic Heroes.
Which is enjoyable.
I felt the first half of that game was good. Second half, it wasn't bad. I just don't think it was up to the quality of the first half.
Yeah, well, this is where it feels like Sonic sort of started to take his first proper dive, really, isn't it? Because then we had Sonic 2007, or 2006, sorry.
Well, we had Shadow of the Hedgehog before that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Forget about that one. Yeah. Which, you know, let's give the edgy character a gun.
Yeah. That had some good ideas. It had some okay music, good sequences. The fact that you could select how you wanted to go through the game and it give you maybe a handful or two different endings was a good idea. It's probably my least favorite game from that time, and I am going to include Sonic 2006.
That is saying a lot.
Sonic 2006 is a glitchy mess with load times for days. Like, literally for days. But there is some enjoyment to get from it, except from the max speed sections. They just deserve to die.
And Silver?
And that boss. Yeah. I do, after fighting him, and if he does stun lock you, which should happen somewhat regularly, where he'd slam you against a wall, but you'd collect a ring, but he'd grab you and slam you against the wall straight away. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't escape it or move. And because you kept collecting the same ring, you just had to quit. Later on in the game, though, he comes up against Shadow, and it looks like it's going to be this big battle, and that Shadow just goes off and just punches him in the face and knocks him out. And you're like, I wish Sonic done that earlier. One thing I will say about Sonic 06, the sequences in it are amazing. I remember when I first saw it teased, and I actually thought it was a new Final Fantasy game.
Oh, right.
The intro part of it looks amazing. And a lot of people hate it, but I actually like the design of Robotnik, or Eggman as he is at this point. So
controversial.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the human animal love thing that they've got going on. Like, yeah, that could probably have been cut out, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that got mentioned as you've popped in the podcast previously. That got mentioned in a Sonic Boom episode, didn't it?
Oh yeah, Sonic Boom. It's not my favorite TV show, Sonic TV show, but I just love how much they just rip into the previous Sonic games and TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, they definitely knew the fan base.
Yes. But now, Sonic 06, it's bad. I'd definitely say it's like a 3 out of 10 sort of game, but I don't think it's as bad as a lot of people make it out to be. However, the other Sonic game that did release on that same day, Sonic Genesis, that is awful. They just shouldn't have bothered. And bear in mind, both of these games as well were for his 15th anniversary, which has just made me realize they're 15 years old.
Wow.
Sonic Genesis, it was terrible. The amount of slow, the game's really weird. It doesn't run at a consistent rate. It slows down and speeds up, which, like, bear in mind, I can't even tell you roughly how many times I've completed Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
it's lots. It is very likely to be over 100 times. I have trouble with it.
Wow.
The only saving grace is it only came out in the US. Which means if I want to collect every version of it, I only need to buy the one. To give you an idea, you get all the way to the end of the game. You remember the final zone, the boss, don't you?
Yeah.
Where it's got the laser orbs that come down, and then you've got to hit Robotnik, and two pistons come up or down.
Yep.
You can't see the top of the screen.
Oh.
It's cropped in so much that you can barely see the orbs as they're getting ready. But you cannot see if any of the pistons at the top are going to move.
Oh.
So it's so easy to get crushed that the boss just turns into a case of stay right, wait for the piston, and just hope the closest one to you is the one that you need to hit. There's no moving around or dodging or getting into position because you can't see the top.
Yeah.
Unless you see it's the bottom two pistons.
That's terrible.
And again, the game, it'll slow down. So you'll go to make a jump, and then suddenly it'll speed up, and it'll throw your jump off. And on top of that, the sound's just absolutely terrible. They said it was because of the Game Boy Advance's sound hardware caused issues. Yeah. But there's actually a fan that has made the first portion of the game. I think it's only Green Hill and Marble Zone. But has made it, and it is perfect. It's still cropped in just because of the resolution of the Game Boy. But when Sonic starts running, the screen shifts ahead of him slightly, so there's less space behind him. Sound is spot on, and it plays silky smooth.
And in other words, it was possible.
It was absolutely possible to make a good rendition of the original Sonic the Hedgehog.
See, this is the difference between creating something for the love of it and creating something for the love of money.
Well, not only that, part of the team for Sonic 06 was pulled away to do that game.
Were they?
Yeah, and on top of that, the part of it was pulled away to do Sonic and the Secret Rings for the Wii.
Bloody hell. See, also, the Advanced was coming to the, if not past, the end of its life by this point as well.
Yes, I think the DS may have been out or about to come out at this point.
So it feels like they ruined three games.
Yeah.
For the sake of trying to build a game out that was never going to sell in big numbers anyway.
Yeah, and if you look at Sonic Advance 1, so the worst of the Sonic Advance games, or sorry, not the worst, but the least technically ambitious one.
Yeah.
Look at Sonic Advance 1, which came out a handful of years beforehand, compared to Sonic Genesis. It's night and day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sonic Advance 1 is still a brilliant game that plays well with great sound and and the way it looks.
Yeah, and again, it's really smooth. Performance is amazing. So there's no reason why the Mega Drive version of Sonic 1 should have been as bad as this.
So going on to Sonic and the Lost Rings, this is where Sonic starts to get a bit funky, really, isn't it? Because we had things like Sonic Unleashed, Sonic and the Lost Rings, Sonic and the Black Knight, was it?
Yeah, Sonic and the Secret Rings and Sonic and the Black Knight, they were supposed to be this subset of Sonic games that were based on storybooks.
Yeah.
They're simplistic, especially Sonic and the Secret Rings.
Yeah.
They're okay. They're nothing amazing. They're somewhat enjoyable. Sonic Unleashed was actually a mainline game, and
yeah,
I'd actually argue that Sonic Unleashed was where Sonic started coming out of the pit that was like Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. It was a bit weird. It was a bit strange, this idea of having these slow plundering bits where you're the Werehog. Yeah.
Those stages, I'm not a fan of the Werehog stages.
Mm.
I feel like they're too long and you're too slow.
It doesn't feel like Sonic.
No. It's not what you buy a Sonic game for.
Yeah.
They play, apart from some of the platforming bits, they play pretty well with all the combos and that, but that's not what I'm paying to play buy a Sonic game for.
It's not. It's like Shadow. You don't buy a Sonic game to shoot things.
Well, yeah. I think I would have had a better reception to it if it was like Sonic and Knuckles in the game. And the Werehog parts was Knuckles. Speed him up a little bit. Give him his climbing ability and have him be the brawler while Sonic's going through all the, well, the really fast-paced stages.
Yeah. That would make for a better game.
I enjoy the Sonic parts on that, the daylight stages.
See, talking about him coming out of his dip, if you will, we then get Sonic Generations.
I'm going to be a bit controversial. I don't think Sonic Generations has aged fantastically.
Don't you?
No. I absolutely loved it at the time. And now, especially the classic Sonic stages.
Yeah.
They just don't control right.
You've been spoilt by Sonic Mania, is what I'm hearing.
That's absolutely what it is. The boost sections. I think Sonic Generations is great. I still love them.
Yeah.
But the classic Sonic stage,
it's just not Sonic Mania.
Yeah, it's just not Sonic Mania. That's essentially it, to be honest.
It's still a great game, though.
Yeah, it's still a good game.
Yeah, and it's another way of playing Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
Yeah, it is. There's many, many ways to play Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
But yeah, that was I really enjoyed Generations when that came out.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's got a bit of a wonky storyline, but then again, it wouldn't be a Sonic game if it didn't.
No, I think every game has a really wonky story. Do you know what? I think the best storyline in a Sonic game is either the original Sonic the Hedgehog
or
Sonic Adventure. Yeah, no storyline. Or Sonic Adventure.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 had alright storylines. Adventure 2, perhaps less so.
Yeah.
When you think about it, yeah.
I think Sonic Adventure 2 felt, at the time, especially because it was like 16, it was like, whoa, this story's deep and everything, you know, I can rarely relate. Oh, terrible past and everything. Now I look at it and go, what a garbage.
I can totally agree with that.
They're like slapping at Shadow and just going, oh my God, just get your memories back and just chill out.
Yeah, Sonic. I enjoy Sonic Generations. It also had some really good covers of the music.
Yes. Again, City Escape, classic City Escape. Fantastic.
Kind of had that like jazzy spin.
Yeah.
Of City Escape that I remember you really enjoyed.
Yeah. I just love when it starts up and it's just like, woo! <You're> like, yes! Oh, God, I want to listen to that song now and play Sonic Mania. after Sonic Mania, Sonic Generations, I'm trying to think what the next one was.
Well, obviously we've skipped a few of the DS games like Sonic Colors.
Skipped all of the DS games, including Sonic Rush, which are amazing. They're made by the same guys who done Sonic Advance.
See, I didn't play any of the Sonic DS games. Not played any of them.
Sonic Rush and Rush Adventure, the best on the original DS, I feel.
Right.
The music's really good. It's got a very Jet Set Radio sort of music style.
Yeah, I can I can tell that from the stuff that I heard in Generations.
Actually, just going back to Generations, I actually enjoyed the 3DS version of Generations a lot. And I thought it was quite nice that it had a lot of callbacks to handheld versions of Sonic games.
Yeah, I did play through Sonic Generations on the 3DS and I did enjoy that.
After this, though, I do feel like, again, he started going into his second dip. So this is starting to be like a roller coaster ride now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, after that, we had a few racing games.
Which, the first Sega All-Star racing game, I think's brilliant. I like the second one as well, where you can also turn into the Jets.
It's one of those where they tried to be Mario Kart, but they didn't try too hard to be Mario Kart, so it wasn't terrible because of it.
Yes. Do you know what? With the exception of Mario Kart 8, I prefer the Sega All-Star Racing games over any of the other Mario Karts. And not just because they've got Sonic in them.
But that's a big part that helps.
Yeah. Not just Sonic, just the Sega characters. Yeah. Nice to see characters like Alex Kidd and Rystar.
What I mean is it's one of these Mario Kart clones, because there's been a lot of them. Even Ryan World's got a Mario Kart clone.
Right. Who's that?
But it's from Ryan's Toy Reviews and Ryan's World. He's a YouTuber.
Oh, right. Fair enough, right.
But, like, Crash has a Mario Kart clone.
Yeah.
You've got quite a few of them. A few of them try to do these sort of Mario Kart-y style games.
Yeah.
And I do think Sonic All-Star Racing and Sonic Transformed and everything is probably the closest to a Mario Kart clone that's decent because it doesn't try to be Mario Kart too much.
Yes. The Sonic Team Racing game that came out a couple of years ago, I really couldn't get into that, though.
I've not tried it. I've not played it.
You race as a team of three characters, and I'd be way out in front in first, and then the next thing I know, I was in like eighth or something, and
I think that'd annoy me quite a bit.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's modern Sonic games, I suppose we could really call them now.
The current games. Everything from the Dreamcast version, most of them from Dreamcast onwards, modern.
I'm talking from the 360 era into the Xbox One and that.
There was quite a few on the Wii U exclusive games. Colors, actually, which was on the Wii, is getting a re-release.
Is it?
Yeah. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the podcast.
Of course we did. This is my memory. It just doesn't work half the time.
Nintendo got quite a few exclusive Sonic games. So, Colors on the Wii, but then we had Lost World, which was...
Yep.
An enjoyable game, but quite strange. I felt like it was trying to be Super Mario Galaxy, but was too scared to commit completely to that. So it kind of fell a bit flat, I feel. And then you've got the infamous Sonic Boom.
Yeah. Where they decided that they were going to change everything.
Yeah, Sonic's arms are not blue.
Yeah, I mean, it's your favourite character and they drew the arms and legs wrong. Also noted in the Sonic Boom cartoon.
Actually, that's the thing that triggered me the most when I actually saw the character designs. Not that Knuckles was this big meathead anymore. It was, why are Sonic's arms blue? No, it's a very troubled game. For example, you could infinite jump as Knuckles and just skip entire stages.
Oh, wow.
If you jumped and hit pause, and then unpaused it, it'd reset the ability to jump again. So you could just press jump, pause, jump, pause, jump, pause, jump, pause, and just get higher and higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, that's a bit broken.
Yes, absolutely broken. The 3DS version wasn't too bad. Again, it's a different game, but with the same name. It's a 2D title instead, but still isn't my favourite. It's not even my favourite DS or 3DS Sonic game.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, we had Sonic Forces, haven't we?
Yeah, that absolutely gets slated, and I think it's a really enjoyable game.
Yeah, you enjoyed it for what it was.
Yes, the storyline is the cream of the crop of the garbage.
Yeah, but let's face it, it was designed so that everybody who's done their own Sonic fan character,
yeah, do not steal.
Yeah, could absolutely live their best Sonic life with their individual designed Sonic characters.
I don't even mind the custom characters stages.
Yeah, did you literally just make Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, I made one of every class just so I could get all the achievements.
Well, I can believe that.
No, I found that it played really well. I really enjoyed it. Fist Bump is my guilty pleasure of a song. I absolutely love that song. As I mentioned before, the Nate Wants to Battle version of it, which you can get on like iTunes and I assume elsewhere, is brilliant. I love it. I listen to that and get pumped up.
Let's be fair though. Even bad Sonic games have great music.
Yeah, Sonic 06 again still has some of the best music.
Yeah, it's something that just can't go wrong. I mean, Sonic music is amazing in general. Mm. But I think the last game really to mention, Sonic Mania. I mean, you don't think much of that one, do you?
Oh, I love this game. I love it so much.
It's so fluffy.
Oh my God, it's so good. I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I think where Sonic Mania did so well, and it released at the same time as Sonic Forces.
Yeah, it was a little bit before, I think it was. It was the same year, though.
It was. They weren't too far off each other.
Because Sonic Forces carries on from Sonic Mania.
Yeah, but it absolutely destroyed it in sales.
Oh, absolutely. I have bought Sonic Mania. I originally bought it digitally for the Xbox.
Yeah, don't you have?
I bought that massive limited edition one, but I bought it digitally because I couldn't be bothered waiting for the actual boxed one to turn up. Then I bought the Plus add-on for the Xbox, but then bought it physically on the Switch.
Yeah.
And then it came in a double pack with Mania on the Switch, so I thought, oh, yeah, go on, I'll buy it again.
Yeah, see, that's a lot. But I think it also, because they got Christian Whitehead involved, who did the Sonic 1.
Yeah, 1, 2, and CD mobile ports.
Yeah,
best ports. Which,
brilliant ports. And again, you can see the love that's in the game from the hand-drawn sprites throughout the whole game, how well it's done. It is a proper love letter to Sonic the Hedgehog.
It is. The only criticism I can actually give Sonic Mania is I wish there was more original stages.
I just thought you were going to end it with, you wish there was more.
Yeah, I just wish there was more, to be honest. it is, as you say, it's an absolute love letter to fans. The music, the callbacks to previous games, the inclusion of Mighty and Ray.
Yeah.
Ray had only ever been in one other game as a playable character, Sega Sonic the Hedgehog, the arcade game.
Yeah.
Actually, just really quickly, have you ever played any of the Sonic arcade games? Not Sega Sonic.
I played a game that I totally forgot was a Sonic game that we've not even mentioned. I played Sonic Fighters.
So actually, that's a fun little fighting game, to be honest. I'm surprised that never came to the Saturn. But yeah. I can't remember what the arcade board was called, but basically they had Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 as arcade games.
Okay.
And I want to play them again, because I remember seeing one of these. It was in like a caravan park or something, and there's a Sonic the Hedgehog one. It's like, oh, can I have 50p to play this? And that's like, right, all right, yeah, but 150p, like, yeah, it's Sonic the Hedgehog, you know. What could go wrong? Oh my God, I just got murdered on it. Like, I think just spikes were everywhere, so I just ran forward, and like, even as a child, I think it was muscle memory, and I just ran straight into spikes. I can't even remember if it had that horrible glitch where you don't get the invincibility frames after hitting spikes. So if you hit spikes and land on another spike, you just die straight away.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Speaking of spikes as well, it's the Christian Whitehead Sonic 2. When you go to Mystic Cave Zone and you fall down that pit where it spikes, but you can't get back out.
Yeah.
Which is a nightmare when you're supersonic. They remove those spikes, and if you go in, you drop through to Hidden Palace Zone.
What?
They added Hidden Palace Zone into Sonic 2 on the mobile port.
Of all the places, though, to hide that seems like the most masochistic.
I think it is a great place.
Sorry, not masochistic, sadistic.
I actually think it's a great place to have hid it.
It is, don't get me wrong. But the idea that you have to jump into probably the worst pit in the whole of Sonic 2.
Especially if you're Supersonic.
Well, yeah. Or if you've got a healthy amount of rings. Oh, yeah. I've collected my rings again. Oh, I've lost my rings. Oh, I've collected my rings again. You just can't die.
But no, I thought that was a great place to hide it, to be honest.
It is, but, you know.
And I actually think I probably ultimately did actually fall down it because it was going too fast for Supersonic.
But yeah, Sonic Mania, everything about it was just so good.
Yes, the music, the intro animation was, yeah. I think it's so well drawn, captures the characters so well.
Do you think we'll get a Sonic Mania 2?
I really, really hope so. I was really hoping one would be released this year, or at least announced.
Well, yeah. See, there's not really been much announced for Sonic this year, but then again, it's also been a bit of a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, so you know, I've said that a lot of plans over the last year or so have just slipped, gone out the window and been pushed back.
I can believe it.
I do think it'd be nice if Sonic maybe every other year done like a 2D Sonic game followed by a 3D.
2D, 3D. Yes. Yeah, I can get behind that.
Every year, maybe leave like a year gap between them.
Yeah.
But I'd like that more.
Yeah. I can get behind that idea. So, we've talked about a lot, and this is probably going to be one of our longer podcasts, but
yeah.
I think we've got to talk a little bit about music. We cannot do a Sonic podcast and not dedicate at least a little bit just to the music.
Absolutely. It's as integral to the game as the characters.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my son's favourite video game music is Chemical Plant Zone.
It's a good choice. Right, just out of curiosity, I'm just going to look at my phone and see what my phone is going to recommend song-wise to me. So let's have a quick look.
This is probably where it's going to be K-pop.
Well, no. It's almost certainly going to be in there somewhere. Sonic Generations.
Yeah.
Fist Bump. Nate Wants to Battle. It's literally the first song. Yes, Sonic Medley.
So you're not a fan of Sonic then?
Remix of
See, I have. See, it probably winds you up listening to my music because I like my music on the heavy
you
side.
Listen to some remixes, like I remember you're like, oh, listen to this Green Hill Zone remix, it's the best ever. And it's just no, it's not, Phil. It really is. I'm not Ferdic's saying amazing. Isn't. I just think a lot of songs don't suit certain styles. Like, imagine Starlight Zone as a death metal track. It just would not work.
I don't need to. I have it in my playlist somewhere and it sounds amazing. No,
it does.
It absolutely does. But anyway, yeah, the music of Sonic is in both of our playlists, both in its original form and remixes. And I genuinely can't think of a Sonic game where all the music, at least some of the music is amazing.
Mainline, I'm sure there's some Sonic Labyrinth style games which are awful music. But no. Just one thing as well, that Sonic Orchestra yesterday, I was very, very happy that they done a Game Gear medley.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting, the medleys that they ended up doing. I was quite surprised when they did the Sonic 2006 special bit, just doing medley for that. I was a bit surprised that popped
world
up.
His from Sonic 06, again, it's a really great song. I have like four versions of that.
Yeah, no, I was just surprised. Oh, they did a stand-up job.
Yeah, I think it was
of the whole thing.
I think it was amazing. And one thing that made me realize as well is just how well composed the music was, because obviously they're not using really old hardware to do it. They're using a proper orchestra, but it's still following the way the original music was done, and it sounded so amazing. And we both laughed at one part with the Labyrinth Zone. The Labyrinth, when you're playing Labyrinth Zone music, and they captured the experience of a Labyrinth Zone perfectly. Death, drowned.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. It was amazing. What would you say your favourite 2D music is?
Sky Sanctuary.
Yes, it's a fair choice. I'd still have to stick with Starlight Zone.
Starlight Zone's good. Sky Sky Sanctuary, and probably close behind that, Doomsday. Just the beginning of Doomsday's own music. The first time you ever got into that stage really set it up.
Yeah, this is, I think there's lots of good tunes that the whole 2D Sonic base to. It's difficult to really narrow down a favourite, but it's gotta be Starlight Zone. Every time I hear Starlight Zone, it puts a smile on my face.
It is nice and relaxing.
Yeah, I like Chemical Plant Zone as well.
Chemical Plant's really good. I like a lot of the original 8-bit Sonic games music as well.
Yeah.
I was really happy to see Bridge Zone was in that medley as well.
Yeah.
Bridge Zone does not get enough love.
Well, I don't think the 8-bit generation games really get much love compared to the rest of them in general.
Well, no, I think a lot of this is US-centric though, isn't it? So true. The last Mass System game they got was Sonic 1, so they never got Sonic 2 or Sonic Chaos from the Mass System. I don't know how many of the Game Gear titles that they got.
Yes, that could probably explain a lot.
And overall, the Game Gear was overshadowed massively by the Game Boy.
Oh,
I feel like, at least in the UK, those titles did better on the Mass System than they did on the Game Gear over here.
Well, the UK and Europe was very much Sega-centric, whereas the US was a lot heavier, skewed towards Nintendo in general. Yeah. So it is understandable. Though, from all of the amazing tunes in the 3D generations, though...
I don't know.
See, I know exactly what my answer is, because it's the best Sonic tune.
Cityscape?
Oh, Cityscape's good, yeah, but it's not Live and Learn.
I think I've become desensitized to Live and Learn. I really couldn't tell you.
It's difficult, because there's that many good tunes. I mean, I even like Shadow's music in Sonic Adventure 2, and I'm not normally
All
one for techno.
Shadow.
Well, just the techno in general for a lot of his stages.
I really don't know. Overall, don't know if it accounts, but the music from Sonic R, it's so cheesy. I just love it. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
I mean, it's a 3D Sonic game. Why wouldn't it count?
I really don't know. There's just so many. I could listen to most of the Sonic games that have lyriced music on my phone all day.
Damn.
Sonic and the Black Knight even has some fantastic music. If you haven't listened to it, honestly, go on Apple Music or something. We're not sponsored by Apple, by the way. I've just realized I keep bringing up Apple Music in iTunes a lot. It's just because
that's what you use. Yeah. I mean, you could also use other music streaming services like Spotify.
Yeah. Or Tidal. I'm only joking. No one's used Tidal.
I was going to say, what's that? Is that like Microsoft Groove?
No, it's not quite as popular as Microsoft Groove.
Oh, right. Okay.
New Music or whatever.
Nokia Music?
Well, anyway, wherever you get it from. Napster. I don't know. Anyway, have a listen to Sonic and the Black Knight soundtrack. It's pretty decent. But yeah, I don't know if I could pick a favorite. I know the 2Ds, Sky Sanctuary.
See, I am surprised, because I genuinely thought you were going to say Ice Cap Zone.
No, Ice Cap Act 1, fantastic. And now it's stuck in my head.
You're welcome.
I'm wondering, some of the music, so for example, Doomsday, I got the emeralds, and I remember getting all the super emeralds, beating the boss. I knew that I'd get a different ending. And when I beat the boss and it suddenly threw me into this sort of stage, I was like, I think the music mixed into the emotion that I had, you know, I was a bit sweaty, maybe a bit shaky, like, oh, what's coming? I think that's what makes that special for me. Ice Cap, I think, is similar.
Yeah.
When you jump in and you're on that snowboard and you're going down that hill and the music's just ramping up again. I think just as a whole, it's the experience and with why I was feeling like, wow, this is amazing.
I genuinely think this is why Sonic music is so memorable. And probably what makes the Sonic games so memorable is how they use both together to really convey the speed of the games.
Yeah.
Because even from the very beginning, Green Hill Zone starts off with a very, very memorable, anybody listening to this is probably straight in their head right away. The way it starts off, and then it quickly builds as you're moving through it, it sets up the whole game.
Sometimes as well, like in the Sonic Rush games, I think it is, what it does is when you use your boost and you go really quick, the sound bleeds away, the music.
We've done that in a few different games. It does it in Generations.
Yeah,
as well.
I quite like that effect. Again, you know, it makes the use and the sound to make you feel like you're moving quicker. You know, oh, I'm moving so fast that I'm almost outrunning the sound.
Yeah, it's one thing that Sega have always done well with Sonic is the sound and the music.
Yeah. No, God, I want to play Sonic so much now.
You knew it was going to happen. Us talking about Sonic for an hour was going to make you want to play Sonic.
I remember as a kid, I used to sit there drawing Sonic all day. I haven't drawn anything realistically in decades. I could draw Sonic Tails and Knuckles, no problem.
I know what you like. You draw it, you'd be unhappy because you've got a single dot out of line or something. You screw it up and throw it in the bin and say it's terrible.
Yeah, okay. I didn't say it was going to be a good picture of Sonic Tails and Knuckles. But
no,
I could
but it
still
would
draw
be
it.
A good picture because you are good at drawing.
No, when I was a kid, maybe. But I remember getting... Remember STC, Sonic the Comic?
Oh, God, yeah. I wish I knew where all of my copies of that was, because I had a copy episode one.
I had from number 2 up to 100 and something.
I had from number 1, issue 1.
Yeah, but I remember seeing it. I was like, what's this? And you're like, oh, it's this comic. It's got Sonic in it. I'm like, no way. I even remember going back to my story about playing Sonic 1 for the first time. I remember looking in the Argos catalogue for Christmas and it just had a list of games. I'd just got my Master System. I was looking through and I was like, what's this? There's just like a black box with red 2 on it, nothing else. So you look at the little number next to it to see what game it was and it just said Sonic 2 coming soon. And I was like, what? I remember getting like really excited. Like, what could it be? What could be in Sonic 2? Could there be, you know, as a kid, your mind just races. Could there be another Sonic? Could you do this, that, the other? You know, is it two player and that? And then it came out. You've got Tails. It was two player. There was like a semi co-op mode as well. You know, where
I mean,
you give your friend the second controller and then run off on them.
Yeah.
Or just keep jumping so that they can never land. See, yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of it is emotional things for me. I've got, with all these memories, with all this music, these games, these experiences, I've got so many emotions in with them. Like, I remember wanting Sonic Chaos on the Master System. Again, it was the closest thing to Sonic 2, because Sonic 2 on the Master System is a completely different game. And I remember at Christmas, I felt the case. Oh, this is definitely a Master System game. 100%, no doubt about it. It's Sonic Chaos. I still remember Christmas Day. I'm going, what present do you want to open first? That one. Opening it, and it was bloody Indiana Jones.
I remember when you finally did get Sonic Chaotix, though, because we spent a lot of time around yours playing on that Master System.
Sonic Chaos.
Yeah.
Because me, you, and our third friend at the time, we can only ever be in a group of three, it seems.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
We just cycle out player three every so often. I remember we got up to the last boss on that, didn't we? And we just didn't quite beat Robotnik at the end.
But you see, we were just taking turns. Whenever we'd lose a stage or pass a stage, the controller got passed on.
Yes. Again, I still remember. I remember sitting in my old bedroom. We were sat on that cabin bed, that white and blue cabin bed.
Did you have a beanbag?
I did have a beanbag, yeah. I had a little party. And you two were around and there was cake and everything. I was like, no, I just want to go upstairs and play this game.
I'm pretty sure that entire party, the three of us just sat playing that one game.
I think we did. I just remember scoffing all sorts of food, playing Sonic Chaos, and it was absolutely amazing.
Best birthday ever.
Yeah. Oh, no, honestly. I don't know. I have a lot of memories like that. And I think that's why, to this day, I still enjoy playing Sonic games, whether it's new ones or old ones. I do get frustrated sometimes when they are bad, though. Makes me realise no one's perfect. Not even a blue supersonic hedgehog.
I think that's our inspirational quote for this episode.
Yes. Don't forget. Don't sit there and waste your precious time. When you want to do something, do it right away. Do it when you can. It's the only way to live a life without regrets.
Thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you'd like to see more information on anything mentioned during this podcast, you can visit us at retrogamingdads.co.uk. You can also support the podcast and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/retrogamingdads. We've been the Retro Gaming Dads, and we'll see you next week.